Well, even remote ecosystems like the Colorado River in the Grand Canyon receive water from large basins, which are affected by atmospheric deposition of things like mercury. And so these contaminants can move through large watersheds and then get to places that appear to be remote. And so the water then transports these contaminants down into this ecosystem, and then activity in the food web can then transfer these contaminants up into organisms like fishes.
How does mercury and selenium get into the water in the first place?
There are multiple sources of these contaminants. Mercury has a gaseous phase, and so it's deposited, or it moves around in the atmosphere and can be deposited from atmospheric deposition from, for example, burning coal can release mercury into the atmosphere, and then it can then be deposited on the land. Selenium is typically washing off from surface soils and sediments.
What sort of effect does mercury and selenium have on aquatic species?
Well, there are multiple effects of these different compounds, neurological effects. They can have effects on the viability of offspring, but the concentrations have to be high. And so the concern is, as these contaminants move through food webs and what we call biomagnify, that as they move up in a food web, the concentrations get higher. And so as the concentrations get higher in things like fishes, then when something like a bird that eats fish consumes many of these organisms, then the risk for causing harmful effects for wildlife increases.
And what's the kind of larger takeaway about pollution from this study?
Yeah, I think it's important for people to recognize that even remote ecosystems like the Colorado River in the Grand Canyon can have contaminants such as mercury or selenium in them, and then these contaminants pose a risk to wildlife. And so it's important for people to recognize that, you know, we live in a global world where things are moved around through the atmosphere, and places that appear to be remote because they're hard to get to are not necessarily pristine.